saying at the Knesset yesterday, at the end of the war, Hamas's rule will collapse. There are no municipal authorities. There are no municipal authorities. The civilian population will then be entirely dependent on humanitarian aid. There will be no work. 60% of the Gaza's agriculture land will become security buffer zones. The education to hatred will continue in Gaza. Further attacks on Israel are only a matter of time, she said. The Gaza problem is not just our problem. The world should support humanitarian immigration, because that's the only solution that she knows. And this is in line with the prophecy in the book of Psalms, chapter 83, that eventually the Gaza Strip will be controlled by Israel, and the Arab peoples in Gaza will relocate to other nations. The Arab nations do not want them back. The Arab nations are not willing to accept these Arab Gazans to their countries, especially the children and the young children and the families that are brainwashed into hating Israel as a nation, the Jewish people as a people. It is one of the perplexities which Christ spoke of in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, I think it's verse 25. There are problems that have no solutions. There are no answers. There is no answer to what's happening in Gaza with the civilians. What is the solution with the terrorists who use their own people as human shields? They won't allow them to move from one part of the area to the other part of the area. When Israel sends flyers, cell phone calls, text messages, warnings that there will be an operation in a certain area, Israel warns the citizens to move, and Hamas makes sure the roads they cannot travel, they cannot leave. The propaganda campaign begins. The Nation of Israel, the Jewish people, the IDF, this is a genocide. Don't leave. Stay, stand firm. And then Israel, is at all times doing what is necessary to protect and to keep from harming the civilians. But war is war. The Psalm 83 prophecy states that Israel is going to take out Hamas and run them out of Gaza. Then today, yesterday actually, Hamas, the leader of Hamas, is working with the leader of the PLO in the West Bank. And I've talked about this in the past, but now it's open. It's coming out. It's in print. The two are going to join together. This means this is a bad plan. because Israel is not going to allow the Arab people in the West Bank, under the direction of the PLO leader, not going to allow these Arab people in this area to begin to revolt and go to war with Israel from within Israel's boundaries. It is moving, it is escalating, the fire is beginning to move to the north and a little bit to the east into the West Bank. These two, when they announced, the two leaders of Hamas, the leader of Hamas and the leader of the PLO, I don't have their names, I should have had that printed out, I didn't. This, for Israel, this is another major threat. So Israel presently, I know, is already, they have been watching texts, calls, who's talking to who, who's moving what. Because Israel, the war is going to move into the West Bank. I'm not even addressing the matter of the Temple Mount area. The war is going to continue to grow. Israel is going to expand operations into the West Bank. Israel has begun operations into Lebanon. The political leaders in Lebanon, they know that that Hezbollah is their biggest problem. Hezbollah is a problem for the people in Lebanon. And they know, the leaders, the politicians, they realize that if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Hezbollah's not going to stop the attacks on Israel. Israel is going to continue the conflict. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Everybody wants to rule.
The conflict in the Middle East is at its genesis. We've had conflict for a century, but we're really at just the beginning of a war with different battles. One battle in the Gaza, another battle is moving now into the West Bank, a third battle is in Lebanon, a fourth battle will be with Syrian Islamic forces and terrorists Syrian forces. The next battle will move into the Jordan. Damascus, at the end of the initial battles, the final battle will be when Israel destroys the city of Damascus. Islam is at war also, not just with Israel, but in their own terminology, or the way that they phrase it, they are at war with the great Satan. We are an enemy of Islam. But even though Islam is at war with America, Islam's also at war with itself. The terrorist groups in the different areas of the Middle East and moving into Pakistan, Afghanistan, they are in conflict with themselves. And Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Islam, they are at war. They cannot decide on really many things they can't decide on. But one thing what can unite these Islamic people or the Muslim people is they have to have a common enemy. They do have a common enemy, America and Israel. The greatest enemy, the greatest hatred of Islam is the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. This goes back thousands, 4,000, 5,000 years. The hatred of the Jewish families. They are at war also with the United States and all of the nations that are supporting Israel in this battle against Hamas. They're not at war with the United Nations, because the United Nations is actually supporting Hamas, the relief efforts, the propaganda, the Hamas news network, Islamic forces, the terrorists are not at war with CNN, any of the mainstream media in this country, but just with the media that paints Hamas as the perpetrator, which is what they are. All the nations that are supporting Israel in this war against Hamas, they are enemies of Islam. Also, one of the great enemies of Islam are the churches of Jesus Christ. All of the lampstands in Revelation chapter 1. These lampstands that represent Jesus Christ internationally, Islam is at war with them. Also, Islam, this is the time where the leaders in the Muslim world, they realized that there would come a time when they would begin their campaign internationally to rule the world. And they know that this is that time. They have little cells of terrorists in every country. In this state, in Colorado, they have cells. In this state, in Montana, not as many. In Wyoming, not as many. But here in Colorado, we're kind of a bastion. Well, not a bastion. We do have, along the Front Range, a Islamic community that are available when the time comes. Remember the young man who went on a shooting spree in Boulder, Colorado, on Table Mesa at the King Supers? This boy did not work alone. This boy was trained by a community. And the system, we in this state, the judicial system will not prosecute him. He will get off, and they will declare that he is mentally incompetent to stand trial. But the fact is, you can fool all the people you can't fool all the people all the time. We know that he's guilty. He does have issues of hatred, but he is fit to stand trial. But they don't dare. The judicial system will not do, they will not punish him accordingly because of the Muslim community in this state. That's the way it is. This is what Christ said again. Perplexities. Jesus only used that term one time in the New Testament, in the Gospels. He used it one time, and he used it in the context of the time presently, in the years, especially the decade before his return. There will be no answers. What's the answer for the border? What's the answer for the new problems? What's the answer with AI? What's the answer with the new program of vaccinations? If you look around, there are no answers, no solutions. It's becoming evident that we are in the decade before Christ returns. You look at another proof, I believe, is Christ said something else. He said that there will come a time when everything that is being done in the dark is going to be brought into the light. Well, look at this major revelation that began about 4 years ago with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell House. Everything is being exposed. What happened in January 6th, 2020, is being exposed. Is anything going to be done? Is there going to be people, are they going to be prosecuted? No. Is there going to be justice? No. Oh, a little bit, but for the most part, no. Can Donald Trump prove that this was a thrown election? Yes. Are they going to allow him to testify? And is the Supreme Court going to vote that, yes, we need to investigate it? No. There's no justice. there won't be any justice. We're in the decade of injustice. We're in the decade of lawlessness. And the lawlessness is going to is not going to be contained. It's going to expand. It's going to increase. The evil is going to, just like weeds in a field, grow without any hindrance. Perplexities. Islam, is there answers to what's going to happen to the world because of Islamic terrorism? No. Only Christ is going to be able to take care of the matter when he returns. With the corruption in this nation, in the heart of the political world, is there a remedy? No. Christ will take care of it. He'll deal with it when he returns. But everything that is done in secret is going to be spoken in the open. The people that are involved in the evil with child trafficking, presently, some are being exposed, but it is in the Bible. It's in Revelation chapter 18. There's a list of the important, valuable items in Babylon the Great. It starts with gold, silver, and precious stones, and then there's a list on down, and it says at the very bottom what is the least, which is should be the most important, is the least precious commodity or items, slaves, and souls of men. And here we see, with all of the abduction of these little children, slaves, souls of men. How would you explain souls of men? People that have been MK Ultra'd from the time they were children. That destroys their souls. And then their physical bodies. And the premium, the choice of the wicked, is not 50, 40, 30, 20-year-olds, but children. Children from 1 year old to 2 years old. That's the premium right there. All over the world, the little children, these children are being, are the most desired item for the wicked. They like older girls for the sex and all that, but the little children that are males and that are white are what they want for sacrifice. It's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 18. Slaves and souls of men, people that have been in MK Ultra programs where they are owned, their soul is owned by agencies that can put them to work and can use them as weapons of war. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paddy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
So the world is in for a ride. And the answer to the problems with Islam and the Muslim people is the return of Jesus Christ. The answer for the matter of slaves and souls of men is the return of Christ. Hamas, now that they've been defeated, they are being wiped out. They have no significant victories. They are on the run. They are staying underground for up to 2 weeks at a time because they can't come up into the open. Israel is through working with the Arab people, the Gazans are more than willing. Many of these people are willing to work with Israel and to assist Israel in its intelligence campaign to find the terrorists, the leaders. The Gazans are helping Israel because the HNN, the Hamas News Network, doesn't want the world to know that the people, the citizens of Gaza, realize there is no future, no hope, no help for them as long as Hamas is in control. And that's the way it is also with Hezbollah in Lebanon. And in the West Bank, we have an Ismail Haniyeh. He's the leader of the Hamas terrorist group. He, in a pre-recorded speech 3 days ago, he claimed that Hamas is open to forming a unity government with more moderate Palestinian, with a more moderate Palestinian authority. Well, of course, he knows that Hamas is finished. And so he is, you know, stating that we're open to negotiations. We'll end the war. We want a Palestinian state. And we'll work with the PLO because they're a more moderate government. No, they're not. They are not more moderate. They're just better at concealing their hatred. There will not be a Palestinian state. They're Arabs. They're not Palestinians. Hamas destroyed any hope for any kind of unity amongst the Arab people in Israel in forming a government and a territory where they can dwell supposedly in safety. That dream has ended. There will not be a Palestinian state. There will not be a homeland for the Arab people that are residing in Israel presently. He goes on to say that we're open to all nations, to all national components to rebuild our national reference under the umbrella of the Palestinian Liberation Organization democratically, in addition to agreeing to a national government for the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, he stated in February of 2023 that Gaza will not see chaos or political vacuum until an agreement is reached on forming a national unity government to manage both Gaza Strip and West Bank. Well, again, that dream is over. It is just a dream. There will be no, I'm saying, there will be no Palestinian, there will be no state. Now, in the future, after Israel has eliminated the terrorists within Israel and in the surrounding areas for the most part, when the United States, in probably, let's say, after this coming, this matter in America of this coming election, this matter is still up in the air. It's going to be resolved. This matter, it's not going to be, Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, going to run? That was his plan. But it looks like that plan is being scuttled by an individual by the name of Mike Gill. And is Donald Trump going to be the individual to be on the ticket to run against Joe Biden? I don't think so. I think Donald Trump, like I stated many times, he's going to begin to exit the political stage. There are too many forces that are forcing him to reconsider. One of the main thoughts or the main reasons for reconsideration, he might get the flu. He might get the lead flu, some kind of poison flu, who knows what. Donald Trump's political time in the political world is coming to an end. I say that because I come from the perspective of the Bible. Michael Flynn, I think he's being exposed as the traitor, the insider that he is. He's the Benedict Arnold of the Trump political world. He's being exposed. Donald Trump, when he backs out, and he's going to have to, he cannot protect himself from this machine. The machine is called continuity of government. He can't protect himself from it. So I think he's going to decide to live another day. But I say there is someone in the background that is beginning to make his move very subtly to return to power, the Democrat ticket, Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. And Hussein Obama, when he returns to power, he is going to, part of his labor force or army will be Islam. You don't have to believe me, but when he returns, well, I'm going to take a break and I'll hold that thought. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have 2 locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Okay, I had to hold a thought there, and the thought is that eventually, and this may be the year of Obama's return, I'm trying to figure out how and when Donald Trump is going to leave the political stage. I think it's going to be very, very soon. He can be indicted. He's going to lose his properties. He may get the flu. And I don't think he wants to get the flu. Nobody wants to get the flu. The Clinton flu. So Donald's going to have to make a decision. He cannot protect himself from continuity of government. Nobody can. And I do know that Donald Trump is in the Bible. In 1 Kings chapter 8, he's King Solomon's stranger on the day of dedication. King Solomon talked about a stranger coming to Israel, praying to the temple from the Western Wall. Donald Trump fulfilled that prophecy. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, Donald Trump is the seventh king, the noble king. Maybe people don't think he is a noble king, but the Bible says what it says. He is the one king that would bring a peace to this country for a short period of time, which he did in his first from 16 to 20, 2016 to 2020. But he must continue a short space. In other words, he's not going to be, they're not going to leave him alone. He's not going to get a full meal, so to speak. He's only going to get a partial dinner. He's not going to have the supersized dinner. And it's come to pass. He's going to leave. When he leaves, I had lunch with some friends. Well, the visit with some friends this week. And one of the friends is a staunch Democrat. And we don't like to talk politics. But he asked me, he said, "So what do you think is going to happen with Donald Trump?" And I told him, I said, according to a program I heard on the Michelle Moore show, she interviewed Mike Gill. Mike Gill, I really have to be careful. I don't really know that much about him, but what I've heard him talk about has been credible. Michelle Moore, she's careful with the guests that she has on. She makes sure that she quantifies what they talk about. She wants to know the truth. And she feels personally that he is credible, which I do too, because I've been able to, I do know some history of where he's been in his journey. But he feels that Trump has been, there's backstabbers, Michael Flynn, even Roger Stone, other people around Trump after the election, right around the election time. And, of course, we know, Vice President, the Judas Iscariot Pence was part of it. But anyhow, I told the friend that, I said, "You're probably going to like what I'm going to have to say." I said, "But I say, on the Democrat side, there are no candidates, not Michelle Obama, not Vice President Kamala Harris, Dr. Joe Biden, which is a doctor of nothing. There are no candidates." I said, "The only candidate that the Democrat Party would embrace with open arms is Barry Satoru, Barack Obama." And my the other friends that were are Republican, they're MAGA, they were shocked that I would say that. But I told the friend, I said, "Is that true or not?" And he said, "Well, that's true. I would absolutely." He said, "But how's that going to happen?" I said, "There's one way it would happen. Some type of an event in this country where they would have to be forced to maybe bring in national, There'd have to be a lockdown the country. There, I can't think of the term. National security event. Or someone just destroying the Constitution and all the articles and everything that pertains to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the whole shebang. They do that, then the Congress, they can do whatever they want to do. And this is one way. I said, the only person I can see that really could present to the nation that he has a solution would be Barack Obama. And he understood what I was saying. But Donald Trump must back out. There are no candidates on the Republican ticket, Democrat ticket. Nope. There's only a position for a, I guess we could use the word dictator, but that wouldn't be adequate. An event that would shock the world. And it will shock the world when he returns. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
And to me in dreams he came, that voice which calls to me and speaks my name. And do I dream again, or now I find a phantom of the opera is here inside my mind.
Sing once again our strange duet. My power over you grows stronger, yet.
So I realized that this would be bizarre, but we live in bizarre times. We don't know. We end the day, wake up, go to bed, wake up the next morning, things change. From my view, and I come from as much as I can, and I'm trying to be as careful as I can, to come from what is in the Bible. The Bible predicts accurately every single event that will happen in the time in which we live. It is the only book in existence that talks about the beginning to the end and everything in between, the creation of the universe, the destruction of the universe, and eternity. There's a verse where God says, I put eternity in their heart. Every individual believes in eternity because the Bible says God has put eternity in their heart to think about it, to think about what will happen when you leave this life without Jesus Christ. What happens after death? But I come from the position that in my interpretation of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the riddle, the most important riddle for the Christian people in our time, a riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The first of the seven was Jimmy Carter. Number two, Ronald Reagan. Three, George Bush Jr., Four, Bill, Jefferson, Rockefeller, Clinton. Five, George Bush Jr. Six, Barry Satoru, Barack Hussein Obama. One of the Kenyan prophets in 1913 or 1917 stated, America will have a Kenyan son. And they cannot disprove that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. They can't disprove it. We'll have a Kenyan son. Number seven is Donald J. Trump. And it says that the eighth person, the eighth president, has already been president before Trump, has already been president before Donald Trump. That would be Barack Obama. You have to go to Revelation chapter 17 and read the prophecy for yourself. That's your homework for the weekend. Join me Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. May the God of peace be with you this weekend. Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.